The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Okay, now listen up. We're going to tell you something you should already know. It's the handiest way of making money you will ever come across. It's called your pension. Now, don't switch off and don't think it doesn't apply to you. The younger you are, the more you should sit up and take notice. Barry Flanagan is senior tax manager at taxback.com, and Jerry Moriarty is CEO of the Irish Association of Pension Funds, or the IAPF, as they are better known as. Good morning to you both.
Morning. Good morning.
Tax, pensions. I can hear the radio being switched off immediately. Tell them why they shouldn't.
It's very clear why you shouldn't. It's because we have an ageing population. We're going to go from 12.5% of the population over the age of 65 up to 25% by 2050. And you need to be planning now, and you need to be preparing now for to ensure that you have an adequate standard of living when you do actually reach retirement age.
The one thing I take issue with about that, and I know there are CSO figures, is there is a way around that. Now, forget about it. We'll get back onto your pension in a second. Is that we can import young people, as in make it attractive for young people from Eastern Europe or wheresoever to come over. And that actually changes the demographics very quickly because we have such a tiny little population.
Absolutely.
These are the big thoughts that I think about.
Absolutely. Well, if you look at the numbers, the age dependency ratio that we have at the moment, which is the number of over 65s who are dependent on the number between of working age between 25 and 64, it's going to go from 19% up to 45%, which is absolutely enormous change. Mm-hmm. So even with these mitigating plans that you have, there is still something that you do need to be doing actively at this point.
People in your sector or in your industry, you're all worry beans.
Absolutely, yes.
There is a little bit of Jerry. That. But I think, and I think you're right about it, you can change the demographics by having more younger people, and that probably will have to happen anyway. But it doesn't change the reality for people who are over 65, of which are going to be a lot more, that if they want to have the type of lifestyle they aspire to in retirement, that's got to be paid for some way. And the state pension on its own isn't going to cover that.
And so, what people are saying at home is, I can't bloody well afford it. I have to pay my rent or my mortgage and my health insurance and. It really is the last thing. You know, you've got to stay alive until pension age as well.
Yes, but the younger you start, the less money that you're earning at a younger age. That means that the contribution that you're making is probably going to be smaller because it is a percentage of your income. So therefore, when you do start and when you do start young, you tend to miss the contributions less, and you tend to be better able to cope with that. Now, the UK introduced in 2012 a system whereby you were automatically enrolled in a pension system. You had to actively opt out of that, and by far the most interesting aspect of this has been the opt-out rate among the various different demographics. So if you look at the opt-out rate of the over 55s, 23% of people opted out since the introduction of this scheme in 2012. However, if you look at the number, the under 30s, the opt-out rate, the people choosing not to be part of this pension, is 7%.
Oh.
So 93% of people under the age of 30, when you enroll them in a pension scheme, actually are will continue in it. And again, the survey that we had, which we asked people, would you like an Australian type system, which is again a mandatory pension system, to be introduced here? We found 84% of people were in favour of that. We even had a caveat in the question we asked them. We asked them, would you support it even if your salary would be lower? And 84% of people in Ireland still said yes. So I think that it's a very hot topic. It's something that the Taoiseach has spoken about, and while he was Minister for Social Protection, this sort of an auto-enrolment system, something he's in favour of. And I think that the survey would suggest that people are being serious and they are actually aware of how difficult it is going to be in future.
Jerry, let me be controversial for a second. One of the reasons why people resent saving for a pension is because your industry takes so much of the money for themselves, as in you pay yourselves very handsomely.
Yeah, and that is an issue. And it's not my industry. I mean, we're representing employers who set up pension schemes for their employees, so they're actually paying a lot of those costs and charges. I think there's been huge issues around costs and charges, particularly on individual retail products, and that's given the whole industry a bad name. Not that the rest of the industry, I think it's an industry that's improving. Where you do tend to get get much better value is where you have large employer schemes, because you've got scale, you've got negotiating power. And I think any solutions we bring in terms of whether it's auto-enrollment or mandatory pensions has to work on that basis. It will only work. And while I think the Taxback survey is really interesting, there is a little bit of danger. I think that people do always answer in terms of, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, I'll do that. But actually, when it comes to reality, they've got a different view. So if we are going to do something that is going to be successful, it's got to have widespread acceptance. That means it's got to have really good governance. It's got to have low, not necessarily low charge, but certainly value for money in terms of charges. And it's got to be designed in a way. I mean, if you go to Australia, they've got a mandatory system. They've got a very strong sense of ownership. So in most countries, somebody asks you what you do. You say you work in pensions and they glaze over and try and find something else to talk about. In Australia, the first thing they think, oh, my superannuation did 6% last year, I've got $200,000. And it's as important to them as the value of their house. Where here we seem a little bit detached. It's like our pension scheme has nothing to do with us. It's one of the most valuable assets most people have.
Perfect opportunity for me to ask Barry about it's the only benefit that I can think of that when you save for a pension, is it's the last of the financial incentives, isn't that right? There is, I won't call it free money because it is your money, but you get such a benefit.
You do. You're saving at your marginal tax rate. You're saving at 40%. It's basically pension contributions and nursing home fees are really the only two that are left where you can actually save at 40%. And especially if you have a system whereby you have an employer contribution as well, what you're getting out is you're getting a benefit which is probably four times the actual cost to you as well.
You cannot get that anywhere else.
It's going to be extremely difficult to get that anywhere else. And one of the interesting aspects of the UK system that they've introduced as well is they have introduced a very, very low cost state-run fund which the employer can buy into as well.
And so who manages that?
That's the NEST is what it's called. So that's the National Employment Savings Trust. So that is a government-managed fund.
But is that sublet out to fund managers? Or?
Essentially what it is it's an attempt to reduce the administrative burden. So it is the simplest, most basic system that they can have in place, which an employer can sign up for online. So therefore, it's absolutely no burden to the employer in terms of additional admin. They don't need to become pensions experts. They don't need to investigate funds and look at fund returns. And this has proved very, very popular. And an awful lot of the people who have been auto-enrolled, who have signed up for NEST as well, because it is the simplest way of introducing this.
And Jerry, finally, will we see a NEST in Ireland?
I'm not sure, because one of the problems with NEST, it costs a huge amount to set up. And there's a huge loan outstanding from NEST to the government, which is not clear to be paid back. The idea of NEST is that it's designed that they have to take all business. So business that commercial providers might turn away because they're not getting enough in, that there's a home for that. But I think you can design a system where you could, for example, say anybody who is approved to provide pensions in a new system has to take any business that comes their way. I think for a small country of our size, something like NEST, it's very expensive.
So no NEST in the short term. If anybody wants to find out more about your survey and or your services, they will find you?
Taxback.com.
Very easy. We've had you on the show a good few times now, so it's a service that seems to work and people seem to like it very, very much. So thank you both for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. That is Jerry Moriarty, who's CEO of the IAPF, and Barry Flanagan, Senior Tax Manager at taxback.com.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.